Heresy, Jesus Christ and the Other Sons of God, by Catherine Nixie, read by Lala Ward. To PJJN, for making me laugh. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Luke 7:13-15, ESV. Apollonius said, "Put the bier down, for I will end your crying over the girl." Apollonius, after merely touching her and saying something secretly, woke the bride from her apparent death. The girl spoke and went back to her father's house. Life of Apollonius of Tyana, 4:45. Probably a crab would be filled with a sense of personal outrage if it could hear us class it, without ado or apology, as a crustacean, and thus dispose of it. "I am no such thing," it would say. "I am myself, myself alone." William James, The Varieties of Religious Experience, 1902. Prologue. Christian children all must be mild, obedient, good as he. Once in Royal David City, 19th century hymn. "He is killing our children." A parent laments the behaviour of Jesus. Infancy Gospel of Thomas, circa 2nd century AD. Even when Jesus was small, the villagers realized there was something unusual about him. Perhaps it was because he showed a certain confidence bordering on arrogance in the way he spoke to adults. Or perhaps it was due to the way his parents, Mary and Joseph, treated him, with a respect that at times seemed to verge on anxiety. Or perhaps it was because he killed people. Jesus' miracles hadn't started in a terrible way. Indeed, the first miracle, which would be spoken of for centuries everywhere from Alexandria to Arabia, was one of great charm. One Sabbath day, when he was just 5 years old, Jesus was playing alongside other village children in the ford of a brook. As young children love to do, he was diverting the rushing water into pools. Once the pool had been formed, the water cleared. Yet if you looked closely, there was something slightly strange about the way the water was behaving. It was not obeying the laws of nature as it ran and flowed and cleared. It was instead obeying the command of this boy. He gave the word, and the water changed its course. Tiring of that game, Jesus began another. Taking some of the soft clay from the muddy edges of the water, he started to sculpt it into little sparrows, 12 in all. At that moment, a man happened to walk past and saw what he was doing. Angry that Jesus was profaning the Sabbath in this way, the man went to Joseph and reported what he had seen. Joseph came to the boy. "Why," he asked, "was he doing on the Sabbath things which it is not lawful to do?" Jesus didn't answer Joseph directly. Instead, he clapped his hands and cried out, "Be gone!" to the sparrows. And chirping, the sparrows flew away. Had the events of that day stopped there, they would have been remarkable enough, but they did not. A young boy, who'd been watching all this, came forward, took a willow stick, broke the dams that Jesus had created, and let the waters out. Jesus